However, about half of persons who experience TLE also have tonic-clonic seizures. Most often, TLE begins with simple partial seizures involving voices, music, smells, tastes, forgotten memories, or unusually intense feelings. These hallucinations, called auras, are brief, perhaps a smell such as lavender or rotten eggs. The brain state may then progress to a complex partial seizure that classically results in lip smacking, rubbing the hands together, or other unconscious actions for about half a minute to 2 minutes. All these effects are called partial seizures because they affect only a part of the brain. By contrast, a tonic-clonic seizure affects the whole brain, which is why unconsciousness is the usual outcome. TLE can result from a tumor, a head injury, or brain infection, but many cases are of unknown cause, idiopathic. Treatment may include medication, surgery, diet, electrical stimulation of the vagus nerve, or biofeedback, but the most common treatment is medication. About half of children who have the disorder simply outgrow it, but repeated attacks of TLE in adults can lead to memory loss. Depression and anxiety are common side effects if TLE does not improve over time. Temporal lobe personality. Is there a temporal lobe personality that predisposes a person to temporal lobe epilepsy, TLE, and thus to religious experiences? Early in the 19th century, the view originated that a certain type of religious intensity was associated with TLE, as described above. Hyper-religiosity and intense philosophical and cosmological concerns were said to be key features between epileptic episodes of this putative syndrome, often called the Geschwind syndrome. The personality type was also characterized by hyper-moralism, deepened affects, circumstantiality, humorlessness, interpersonal viscosity, a tendency to cling to others in a way that may damage relationships, aggressive irritability, and hypergraphia. Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky is often cited as an excellent example of a temporal lobe personality. However, despite the frequent citations in popular literature, subsequent research has not really borne much fruit. Some researchers have reported high religiosity scores among temporal lobe patients, but others haven't. The story gets even more complicated because University of Chicago neurologist John R. Hughes, who has investigated many claims about epilepsy in historical figures, notes that Vincent van Gogh, who definitely had a temporal lobe personality that included religiosity, probably did not have TLE.